You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jammed phone lines with people who want to play Rattle Off. And it's brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. All right, let's get to the phones and start playing this game. We're going to start with Zoe. Zoe, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Good morning. So glad you called. What do you got going on this weekend? Anything fun?
Oh, not too much. I'm actually wondering, trying to figure out if I can go go-kart racing somewhere around Denver.
So, oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Did you just have an urge? I mean, why all of a sudden?
I went go-kart racing with my husband like maybe about a year ago, and we were talking about how fun it was. And so, yeah, we're going to see if we can do it again.
Hmm. Who won?
I don't know. I'd call it a tie.
Okay. You won. You can just say you won.
If you humiliated him, that's fine. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah. Give him a little, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little run for his money.
Well, good. I hope you get out and I hope you're able to do this. Supposed to be nice today and tomorrow. I don't know if Sunday would be the best day, but.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a little cold on Sunday.
Well, good for you. Have fun. And thanks for listening to the show. Are you ready to play Rattle Off?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going to give you a category. You have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples.
Okay.
All right. Jeremy, I'm doing it. I'm going to try a 4th day in a row.
Oh, no. I know what's coming here.
4th day in a row to try this
one. Oh, no.
Could not get a winner Tuesday, nor Wednesday, mm-mm, nor Thursday.
Way off.
I'm going to try
the presidential category.
Zoe. Uh-oh.
If you know that's what it is, shame on you. If you don't know it, 10 seconds, 5 presidents from the 1900s. In other words, from the 20th century. Not the 1700s. Okay. Ready? And go.
John F. Kennedy, George W. Bush, Richard Nixon.
You actually got 2.
2, yeah.
Because W was in the 21st century.
Yeah.
Oh,
George H.W. was in the...
Yeah. Right. At least you didn't say George Washington like everyone's been saying.
We've had George Washington each of the last 3 days and even an Abraham Lincoln for good measure.
Yeah.
Darn Listen,
it. Oh, no.
I hope you find your go-karts, and I hope you have a tremendous weekend with your husband, okay?
Oh, thank you. Hey, I might call back and try again one day. So
I hope you do. We'll look for you. Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. She even knew that I was going to ask it.
Yep.
I'm going to try it again on Monday.
It's not that hard. All right.
I'm going to try it again on Monday.
Okay.
Brian, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Yes?
Well,
you have no idea.
You're
okay,
supposed to be staying at home and staying away from people.
Right.
That's the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even know. I should know that because it's Friday, right?
So yeah, it's all right. It's okay to just lay on the couch for the weekend and watch some stuff.
Are you binging any show right now?
Your phone's cutting out, dude.
Brian?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes. Are you binging any show right now?
You know, I'm not. I've been binging.
Oh, boy. It's really bad.
Josh, can you see if we can get Brian in a good spot? Let's see. He might need to get into a different
cell location. I think he said Mandalorian.
We got to get Brian in a good spot. We keep losing him. Yep. Here's Michael. Michael, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
What are you doing this weekend?
Cleaning out the garage so we can park the car in it for winter.
Well, it's about time. It's a pigsty.
That's funny.
How much stuff do you got to get out of there, man? Is it one of those garages that's like floor to ceiling stuff?
No, it's just a few boxes we need to go through and throw some stuff out and trying to sell some stuff and all that good stuff.
All right.
Do you think anybody's going to buy the stuff that you think they're going to buy?
What, you got anything good?
I've already made about $200 off stuff we're selling.
So. Really?
What? Like what? What'd you sell?
Such as?
Some tires, mini fridge. Yeah, good stuff.
I want a mini fridge in my garage. Darn it. What did that go for?
You have a full-size fridge in your garage.
No, it's in the basement. I want one in the garage.
Oh. Why in the basement?
Because that's where I have extra drinks in the house. Now I need extra drinks in the garage. Okay. First world problems. Because God forbid I have to walk into the house and to the basement to get a beer. I want one in the garage.
Okay.
Just a little one.
Hmm. What else do you got in that garage that you think you could sell? Name one thing.
I got like a 1970s rock and roll Barbie that I've been holding on to, but just don't need it anymore.
It's yours?
Yeah, so what's the problem with that?
It no problem. One. I don't remember.
Hey, Jeremy, who cares if he has a Barbie?
No,
what are you saying?
I just beat you to it.
No. I think that's really adorable.
Okay.
It's rock and roll Barbie.
You can keep it in the mini fridge.
It's in box.
In box? What's that worth?
Last I looked it up, it was like 150, but I don't know with COVID if auctions and collectibles are...
$8 tops.
Up and down.
Here, I'll look it up right now.
Are you offering? Or
$8. If I can flip it. Hold on. Dom's looking it up.
I'm looking
What's it
up.
Called?
So you said rock and roll Barbie?
From what year?
Yeah, guitar with it.
What year is it from?
I'm not sure on the year.
Here we go. Fashionista's rock and roll plaid petite Barbie doll, $9.95.
See, I'm going to flip it.
Here's another rock and roll, $9.99.
It's got to be an older one then.
Here's rock and roll and disco ball stage with Barbie for $11.90.
Where are you pulling $125 out of your rear end for this doll, Michael?
Wait a minute. Barbie rock and roll royals with guitar, new in box.
Is that it?
$26.85.
Well,
my price just got lowered to $4.
Oh, wait. Joan Jett of the 80s doll Barbie collectible rock and roll in box, $199.99.
Is that the one you have?
I know it's from like the 80s or 70s. I know it's an old one, but I haven't looked it up in a couple years.
The prices are all over the place on these, so who knows? Good luck with your selling your Barbie, Michael.
Thank you.
Okay, bud.
Good luck.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your letter is M, as in money. Five cities or towns, I don't care where they are, five cities or towns that begin with the letter M. Ready and go.
Missoula. I am blanking on M.
Morrison. Oh, time's up.
Well, darn. Miami, Minneapolis, yeah.
Muscatine, many more, and many, many
Montrose.
More.
Montrose. Listen, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day, my friend. Good luck with your Barbie sales. Thank you, buddy.
See you, man.
Did we get Brian back?
I don't
know. Brian, are you in a better spot now?
I hope so.
Good, because everyone's dying to know what you're binge watching.
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying I was binge watching the news, like watching the election, but I had to stop doing that. Oh,
yeah, you don't do that.
I just, I had to tell my wife, she had it, and I said, listen, can you guys mute that? I can't hear it anymore. I just can't. There is a funny video that I'm sending out to Mindbender Club members today. This comedian who does this spoof on cable news coverage of the election.
That's funny.
It is so funny. And the guy is spot on with it. So let's play before Brian loses his phone again. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
10 seconds. You don't sound like it. 10 seconds. I need five different brands. So the brands of soap. Five soap brands. Ready and go.
Dial. Bath & Body Works soap. Dove. Jack Black.
What is Jack Black? Jack Black has soap?
It's not like the actor Jack Black. It's like a men's grooming product. It's good stuff. It's nice.
I'll be done. You left out my all-time favorite, Coast, which I have to buy online because stores won't sell it anymore. Brian, it was a good try, buddy. I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Take care.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
The Jack Black All Over Body Wash, $50 a bottle to just wash it down the drain.
Well, dang. You can say that with any soap, really, right?
Well, they would rather do it with the $4 soap.
Are you going to smell any clean? Let's ask Ashley, who's on the phone. Ashley, what soap do you use in the shower?
I use Dove.
Dove.
It's very nice. I think we've got Dove in there.
Is any soap really going to make that big of a difference?
Probably not. They're all the same.
I think so.
Soap. Who would buy $50 body wash?
Not me.
I can't get
that's crazy.
I can't get on board with body wash anyway. I need a bar of soap.
You're such a man.
I just don't want.
I need to scrub with a bar.
Just the bar. Give me a bar of Coast.
I need a loofah and a bottle of Dove moisturizing Dove. Man,
if I used a
rich
loofah,
creamy
I
lather,
I'd need a bottle of Jack or something.
You'd get tangled up in all your chest hair.
You and your loofah. My name is loofah. Ashley, what are you doing this weekend?
I was thinking about putting up some Christmas lights.
We're putting one of our trees up in the house this weekend.
Yeah, see? Why not?
Why not?
Okay. All right. Good. Too early, guys.
No, it's not. It's called a Colorado tree. It's like a mountain tree. It's real tall and skinny, and it's got a whole bunch of Colorado decorations.
So that's how
on
you
it.
Justify it, I
and
guess?
It's cute. It makes me feel good.
Look, whatever works for
we
you.
I'll hang a little bar of soap on it in your honor.
In your honor. Ashley, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready for that president's question.
Can she request one? No, because she's been sitting there looking it up online.
You have them all written down in front of you, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I called in right away hoping to get that category.
So you've been prepared since yesterday for this.
Yeah, since Tuesday or whenever the first one you asked was.
I am kind of sick of the question.
Could you have done it without looking it up?
Absolutely.
Be honest.
Absolutely.
It's not that hard.
No, it's not. That's just it. But if it's not that hard, why have we had people saying George Washington?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Just do
all
it.
Right.
Let's be done
all
with
right.
it.
All right. Five presidents. I'm going to trip her up and say five presidents from the 1800s. No, I won't. Five presidents from the 1900s. Ready and go.
Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Richard Nixon, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Franklin D. Roosevelt. I think that's five.
That's
all day long.
That's good. Yeah, you're a
winner! Finally!
And I don't have to ask that question again for 4 years. Thank you very much, Ashley, for nailing the president's question. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for asking me.
Well, you're our champion today. Hold on. Josh will tell you about your Target gift card, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Yeah, it's not always that you can request a category, but I guess I agree with you.
It was time to let that one die.
It was time to put that one down.
Put it to bed.
And there is Rattle Off.